This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swetalski. Before the school shooting in February that killed 17 people, guns already played a role in Parkland's politics. But in the more than 2 months since the shooting, that role has changed. I spent some time with people who live in Parkland to see how. The high school hallways of Marjory Stoneman Douglas are full of students who sit on all sides of the gun debate. But some students say it's been full of understanding, too.
It's been lots of individual kids that have just come up and said, hey, we like what you're saying. We like the message of unity.
Patrick Petty is a junior at Douglas. His younger sister, Elena, was killed in the shooting. Patrick says he's always cared about politics. His family has always had political discussions. He's passionate about finding solutions for school safety while defending the Second Amendment. And he doesn't always agree with his classmates who started the March for Our Lives movement.
I've had just a little bit of conversation with them, and I know that their fear is that they'll get bashed for their views, and I think that's the fear on the pro-Second Amendment side, on the more conservative side, is that we'll get bashed for our views.
Do most people have guns?
I'm assuming they do.
On the day after the shooting, Parkland dad Stephen Furman waited for his two children outside of a grief counseling session. He told me a story about a neighborhood block party a few years back, where he and his wife found out they were the only ones on their street who didn't own a gun. He wishes that wasn't the case.
I mean, that's the assumption that we feel around town, that, you know, most people, it's legal, so they get them.
There's no public data from the Florida Department of Agriculture on how many guns are registered in Parkland or the surrounding area.
In many ways, exposure to guns is so broad that it really cuts across party lines.
Juliana Horowitz works at the Pew Research Center, looking at social and demographic trends. Last year, Horowitz was on a team that researched how people are living with guns on a national scale, not just who owns them. In Parkland, the number of registered Democrats to registered Republicans in the city of more than 37,000 people, it's almost exactly half and half. Across the country, 44% of Republicans report they own guns, but so do 20% of all Democrats. No matter what your political affiliation is now, if you grew up in a household with guns, you're more likely to have one as an adult. But it's the different beliefs among gun owners that party lines really influence.
Among Democratic gun owners, there is a lot of support for policies that would restrict gun ownership, while Republican gun owners are very supportive of policies that would expand it.
Enough!
Teaching that concept is challenging, says Jesus Caro, the speech and debate teacher at Douglas. He talked about that during Parkland's March for Our Lives.
I think it's tough to represent all teachers, just a group of people, especially in this community, which has a lot of diverse viewpoints.
Caro said since the shooting, he can see Parkland's political division showing up in classrooms.
There are a lot of conservatives, a lot of liberals that live here and teach here.
Patrick Petty, who lost his sister in the shooting, and sees his friends and peers debating gun reform, still supports gun ownership and protecting the Second Amendment. He says his goal is to have open and constructive conversations.
I think that this whole tragedy has made me a little bit more compassionate towards the other side. I want to have a conversation because this has affected me so directly, and I don't just want to prove somebody wrong now.
And he is having those conversations. Every day, in hallways, and on Twitter. I'm Katie Swetalski in Parkland.